Be quiet, Shula. You've had yours. I've got to get Daddy's now.
Hey, cufflinks missing, Jill. I looked everywhere. I must have some decent ones today. I'm lunching with Grenville in some big pot from somewhere or other.
On the dresser in the little china tray.
Oh, what a place to put them. Honestly. No wonder I looked everywhere.
You left them in the shirt you took off, and I nearly sent them away with the laundry. Two fried eggs or one?
Eh? Well, I'm on a diet, supposed to be. Reducing, you know. Getting a bit too chubby.
Two eggs or one?
Two, please. Mm. You know, there's no need for you to get up every morning and get breakfast. I can cope. Hey, hold it. Hang on, Shula. Have a heart this time in the morning.
What's your daddy saying to you, eh? He's an old grumps this morning, isn't he?
Well, just don't fancy the old spoon and plate obbligato at 7 in the morning. But to get back to the point, I could get breakfast as easy as pie.
I like getting breakfast. Oh, Phil, do remember to see about the home help for when the new baby arrives. You have to book up awfully early.
Yes, yes, but it's just as easy for you to ring up, surely.
All right. You just said you'd do it, so I left it to you.
You can always get somebody to help out anyway.
But these home helps specialise in maternity jobs. They're used to them, and they know how to work in with a district nurse. After all, there are small twins to cope with as well as the new one.
Well, it was your idea to have the child at home, not mine. Oh, I know you adopt a hurt silence every time I say this, darling, but it really is going to be a complicated menage here at Coombe Farm. With all the farm work to cope with, the two nips and a maternity ward, complete with doctor, nurse and what have you.
Well, I'm afraid it's too late now to do anything about it. I certainly shouldn't get a bed in a nursing home now.
Oh, I don't know, Jill. I reckon we could get you in somewhere, all right.
But why shouldn't I have the baby here in my own home amongst the people I love? Why should I be pushed off to a hospital or nursing home for a fortnight when I'm perfectly all right and healthy? It isn't as if it were my first baby or there are any complications. I'm about the most uncomplicated mother to be that ever happened.
Yeah, those my eggs?
Yes.
Well, they're going hard. I like them soft.
Hard or soft, you'll get them in your eye at the rate you're going on. Oh, do be quiet, Shula. You must realise that if more women had their babies at home, there'd be more beds for women who really needed hospital care.
Maternity homes with every modern aid and comfort are there for the special purpose for which they exist. You could have the child in absolute comfort.
And with a lot less inconvenience for Philip Archer. Here, get on with your breakfast.
No need to break the plate.
Oh, for heaven's sake! Kenton, if you drop that once more, I'll... Have you spoken to your mother about it?
No. What's she got to do with it?
She thinks it's a fine idea for me to have the baby here.
Oh, Mum, well, she would.
I'd rather listen to her on the subject than you.
Yes, that's obvious.
I can see the best thing I can do is to get the district nurse to talk to you and talk some sense into that thick, stubborn head of yours. Now, I'm not going to talk to you on the subject anymore. And if you're going to bring it up every morning like this at breakfast time, then I shall let you get up and get your own, so there.